Captain Harrington told me, hold this tower at all costs. It was a suicide mission to try to send somebody up that tower. Well, there's seven of us up here, and we're looking down on a couple of hundred North Vietnamese. 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning, I started seeing movement. And these guys are getting ready for an attack. They're getting ready to assault the tower. And I thought, wow, we're in for trouble. One of the guys said, hey, Sarge, we're not going to get out of this, man. We're not going to live through this. You need to pray for us. Pray. Well, the only prayer I remembered was, now I lay me down to sleep. And I thought, well, that's not appropriate. We're all deciding this together. It'd be like you talking to a general, Sarge. Okay. And everybody held hands. This was our prayer. God, we know we're about to see you in person. If we've got to die on this tower, let us die like men and Marines, and don't embarrass ourselves or our families or the Marine Corps. Amen. I called Steve Wilson on the radio. I said, Steve, I need mortars on our position right now. Just before the mortars started dropping, the North Vietnamese fired a recoilless rifle at us. It lifted me up in the air in a ball of flame. Now I'm turning head over heels in a ball of flame. And I land, 10, 15 feet down the hill. I realized my shirt's on fire. We'd literally blown off the tower. I'm guessing like 5 o'clock in the morning. And people returning fire, the mortars dropping on the North Vietnamese. So I'm getting myself together, and Captain Harrington told me, we'll give you some more troops. I need you to go back up and take the tower again. And I said, are you sure? You want me to do that? I said, don't you have somebody else you can send up there? He said, no, you know how to get up there. I said, okay. I said, let me catch my breath. If there's anything close to hell, it had to be Wade.